Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Well, folks, I've been on the radio, I think, you know, if I was to time it out, probably 18 to 19 to 20 years now on national radio. And with that said, I think I've been down two times during the duration of that time for being put down, not by will, but by health issues. And this last week I had a hard time of it for 2 days, and we came out on the other side, and I knew I was going to be all right. It was just a matter of getting through it, and it was wicked. I mean, it was terribly wicked for 2 days there. And interestingly enough, about 2 weeks prior to that, Tim was dealing with the same exact issue. He's on the East Coast and I'm in the middle of the United States, in the Midwest. So how that happened, transpired, I know not. It matters not. We're on the other side of this. And you know what? Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, he had his infirmities as well. And he was promised that he would get to the other side. And he did, and so did we. So with that said, friends, I just wanted to highlight some of the things, excuse me, some of the things that we missed over the last couple days here. And believe me, it's been piling up. It really has on so many different levels. The treachery, the treason that's being committed against the American people, I honestly have to say, outside of the fact that wicked men forget that God is just, the wicked are those that know to do it right, and they do it not. And I'm talking about those that profess to be the good guys in America. And so the wicked know what they do, and when they do it not, they're going to be held accountable for it, for what they do in and out of the body, and what they do in this life, they're going to have to answer for it according to every good work, Ecclesiastes, or every good work, Ecclesiastes 12:13. Read that when you get a moment. But with that said, friends, I just want to say that is our wound incurable? As it talks about in the book of Jeremiah, well, keep in mind, Jeremiah went for decades warning the people and warning the people and warning the people. And this just comes to my aid even now. And he warned and he warned and he warned and he warned, and he confronted the two powers that he was supposed to confront, the church and the government. That's where he was appointed to go. Go to the gate of the church, go to the gate of the government, and rebuke them and tell them, thus saith the Lord. We've been holding to the law and the prophets in this ministry, and we're going to continuously do so. And with that said, they failed to repent, and because of it, even the bad guys who thought that they were having their way, little did they know they were pushing themselves onto judgment. Because the bottom line is, if God's children will not take his chastisements, they're going to endure his judgments. And after the end of judgment, then he deals with the people that he used to judge his children. So they all go. The whole ship goes down, friends. And that's what's going to happen in this country, too. Because there was a book of Lamentations written. And the book of Lamentations, if you've not taken the time to read that book, do yourself yourself a favor, friends, because that's what's on the horizon in this country. When you have a system of law enforcement and you have a system of law that is being overlooked at every given turn, not just by the corrupt, the tyrants, the despots, those that think that they're above the law. We know who the bad guys are, but the good guys, as they call themselves, fail to deal with the bad guys lawfully. But what's interesting, friends, is they fail to understand that at the end of the day, the Lord is going to turn and deal with the whole mess of us. And I'm sorry, I'm getting a little distracted here. I got information coming into me, and I got other stuff going on my screen right now, set of 24 different tabs that I'd like to share with you before the end of the show. But anyways, let me just go fast forward here, friends. I just wanted to let you know, is our wound incurable? I believe that when we have a system of government in such that we have, when that is overlooked, it's just a matter of time where the Lord will intervene and he will judge a nation to the core, to the ground. And he'll be very thorough about it. And I believe America is setting itself up for that. But you have a system of government, friends. You have a law enforcement system in the United States of America where you cannot find anybody to stand up and do the right thing in law enforcement. You know that there's something really wrong. Let me just give you a case in point. Today, so we've seen Mayorkas being exposed again for his lies. The head of the DHS. I mean, look at the guy, friends. Look at all of those that are being appointed into federal positions, incumbent in government. What about the bureaucracies that you don't see? Look at the other positions in the three branches of government, the people that they're appointing. What are they appointing them for? For judgment. And we can see that across the boards. But isn't it interesting? We see nothing but Mayorkas. He's getting called out again. He's getting grilled again by Daryl Issa, Mr. Do-Nothing, the great American peasers. This is a brand new one. Remember for the last how many decades we heard about Hillary Clinton and all her crimes, and that's all we heard about was Jimmy Jordan and Trey Gowdy. They're grilling Hillary Clinton, but no justice. Same thing with the Obamas, but no justice. Same thing with the Bushes, but no justice, because the American people keep allowing them to drive and to control the narrative at every given step. And because the American people fail to be the law that God has called them to be, you are going to face judgments where you're only going to look back and wish that you would have did what you should have done when you had the time to do it. In America, we are there. I am telling you, we are there. I am honestly, and before the Lord, I am humored by the bad guys. I am honestly humored. I don't feel sorry for them. They know what they do. I honestly don't. They're hastening themselves to judgment. They think that they have the upper hand, and they have the upper hand of nothing. The fact of the matter is they're in the hand of God being used to do the things that they're doing. They're not doing their own will. They're doing his will. And that's what they haven't figured out yet. I'm honest to God. I am humored by the bad guys in this country that think they're having their way. I have never seen so many ignorant cowards in all of my existence. Never in my life have I... people that refuse to learn from history, that want to go ahead and dare the justice of God again, they want to just do it all over again. They want to see what it was like back in the 30s. Well, let's do what Adolf Hitler did and see if we can't meet the same end. The problem is they can't hear Adolf in the Third Reich and all of his Third Reich anymore, can they? They can't hear the Bushes anymore that were calling for the New World Order. No, because now they're dead and in hell, and they have no option but to remain there, and they have no means to go across and to warn the people that this is a real place, just like in Luke 16, the rich man that ended up in hell that sought help to go warn his brothers. And what did the Lord say? If they won't listen to the law and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. Isn't that right? Yeah. Oh my goodness. Hey, folks, it's my job. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. America, I believe that America is beyond that. I believe the foundations are broken up. God is still on his throne, Psalm 11. But the bottom line is, friends, we better get busy while we have the time to do it. What am I talking about? The time remaining that we're on this earth that we might please him who put us here and appointed us here for such a time as this. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, Patriot Group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. And listen, sometimes, you know, you get on the radio, nothing's planned. You just listen to the garbage and the lies that are being told to the American people. You get tired of the lies that the people believe. And I've said it, friends, and I'll say it again, and I find myself saying this continuously. And it reminds me of Philippians 3, where Paul said, it's not tedious for me to remind you of these things. But it's the bad guys know how to lie better than the American people know how to tell the truth. Because they're allowing the lies to be continuously driven down their throats, into their minds, into their hearts, to pollute them. And the Lord said to the little leaven, he said, leaven the whole lump, purge it, make it holy. They don't want to do that, the whole is going to be ruined. Okay, so that was the summation of the first segment here. By the way, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of the page. You will find social media platforms there. Please go ahead and like and subscribe. I want to say this too, and I said this last week. Rumble, I've reached out to them several times, and it's funny how they'll offer Joe Rogan, the confused knucklehead, $100 million to spew out his confusion. Confusion is not of God. His confusion upon the people willing to pay him $100 million on their platforms. And I can guarantee you, friends, those people that are paid by these networks have no issues whatsoever. But I've continuously reached out to Rumble and talking to people that actually can do something there, or so I thought, to straighten out issues, because people are saying that they're not being alerted. People are saying that they're not getting their bells, they're not getting their emails. Well, I reached out too, and I gave a direct line into a service, and much of it's paid for, by the way, so they have to deliver. Well, they don't. Last week was the first time I got an email from Rumble in probably 2 to 3 months, okay? And they said on the back end there was absolutely nothing wrong on their end when it came to my account. Well, it's funny because I'm looking at the subscribers go up and the viewers go down. So this is what I get to play with. My website right now, sonsoflibertyradio.com, is completely down. That hasn't happened in probably 15 years that I know of, that it's been up. So we are under attack once again over here at sonsoflibertymedia.com. In contrast, isn't it interesting, we get stricken from YouTube, we've gotten stricken from Facebook, and yet when you look at the social media platforms that they deliver, isn't it interesting what they put out there and how subversive it is? It stands against American law. What our laws condemn, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, they advocate for. See, and so when you preach the Word of God and hold to the Constitution, they have a problem with that. I don't care about them having a problem with that. They're offended at the Christ, okay? That's their problem, not my problem. They're the ones that need to repent. I'm going to continuously preach the Word faithfully in season and out of season. But it's absolutely amazing the filth that comes across YouTube, what they advocate for, the messages that they give. They're peppering the American people and people on a global basis with everything to keep them distracted. And much of what they promote is completely illegal. It's completely, I mean, folks, you can say whatever you want to say, pretty much do whatever you want to do, promote whatever you want to promote, but the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution. Therein is the stumbling block, and if that doesn't put a chill up their spine, I don't know it does, okay? But I wanted to say that for this very purpose. You all remember what the CIA director said, right? We had Kevin Shipp on here, who's a friend of mine, former CIA, and I had asked him, I said, was William Casey the guy that they didn't need anymore, that was expendable? Remember the guy that thought he had one over on the people too, until they didn't need him anymore, and then they found him at the bottom of a lake? Remember that guy? Yeah, William J. Casey, the CIA director, who blatantly and brazenly said, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. This is what you've been listening to, friends. You know, and that reminds me, everything, hang on a second, we're doing live radio here. Malcolm, and I just want you to hear this because he was right when he said it. Matter of fact, I think Malcolm X, towards the end of his life, was coming to his spiritual senses when he started to realize that he was the one that was being used on so many different fronts. But I want you to check this quote out, and I'm still looking for it. Do forgive me. Again, it's a live show here, and it just came to my aid. But it's an important quote. He said, to be careful, he said, and be careful of what? Well, I'm still pulling it up. Just hang on a second. Here it is. He said, if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. That's right. That's exactly right. If you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed. Look to Isaiah 5:20. And loving the people who are doing the oppressing. Is that true? Absolutely, it's true. Here, let me show you what I'm talking about. You've had to have seen this, friends. By the way, social media platforms, top left side is sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, listen carefully. Look at how the mainstream media, remember how all these outlets, USA Today, all the local newspapers throughout the United States, they went bankrupt, and just somehow or another they came out of nowhere, and now they're just being used all the more to control the narrative. Isn't it interesting that parents now, I want you to listen carefully, parents now in parents' rights groups labeled extremist by who? SPLC lists a key Florida group as anti-government. You all know who the SPLC is, right? They're the hate group. Well, you don't believe that. Some people might not. They just say, I'm not sure about that, Bradley. Here, well, let me set the record straight then, if you haven't gotten it yet. The SPLC is a subversive organization. They're communists. Okay? I mean, look to the founder, Morris D. What a crook from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. As if to suggest he has rightful standing in the United States of America. What do these people do? They do nothing but fuel and pit people against each other. Mark 3:25. Okay? Listen carefully. Mark Potok, I want you to see this guy because he looks like an absolute drunk. No joke. And when I seen his picture, I just thought, you know what, I got to share this with everybody. Look at this guy on social media platforms. If you haven't seen him before, go to Mark Potok. Look at the guy. He's miserable. He's self-condemned at every given step. This is the guy that said, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. He said, I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy these groups. I didn't know that an organization could be set up to destroy in an unlawful manner or a subversive manner in the United States to destroy law-abiding groups, namely mothers standing up for their children. Why is the mainstream media giving voice to this? Because this is who's behind it. This is a perfect correlation of corruption in government working hand in glove with the mainstream media to promote their narrative. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Why is it that they're given voice when they're a subversive communist organization? Why is it that they're given a voice when they already told us that it was their aim to destroy these groups? Where is law enforcement to protect the mothers from the crimes that the government means to impose upon their children? Americans, you have to answer this. The bad guys know what they do. They're just laughing at all of you good guys that allow them to do the things that they do, which doesn't apply in every given circumstance. Just ask them. But I want you to hear this. This is USA Today. The Southern Poverty Law Center, a subversive communist organization, is for the first time labeling Florida-headquartered Moms for Liberty and 11 other right-wing, no such thing as right-wing, parents' rights groups as extremist groups in annual report. Well, is that freedom of speech? Oh, it's freedom of speech for a criminal to call a judge everything under the sun. No, we have vulgarity laws, number one. That's free speech. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. We can only do that which is lawful. And if you're born of the Spirit of God, that's all you're going to do anyways. Okay? Whatever comes out of you is what the fountainhead is pouring out in Christ. And the fact of the matter is, what's troubling about all of this is that the mainstream media is giving voice in hopes of propping up the Southern Poverty Law Center to incriminate innocent mothers protecting their children. But this is also the same government, Americans, that you've allowed to murder 70 million babies. Now you're starting to see what it's all about. I hope so. But you know what? The innocent go first, right? But don't forget about the guilty who allowed the innocent to go first in the first place, because God's setting those guilty up for the judgment. Who are the guilty? Those that allowed the 70 million babies to be murdered in the first place. And those that allow this, you're going to get more of this, rest assured. Since when did the SPLC have a lawful voice in this country? No more than the ACLU ever has. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
It's back to school time, and Sonic Drive-In's got your back. In an effort to help teachers and students get the classroom supplies they need for the new school year, the Sonic Foundation is donating $1 million in August to Donors Choose, an education nonprofit that allows individuals to donate directly to classroom requests submitted by teachers. If you want to help, there's an opportunity this month for you to join the Sonic Foundation to support a local school near you. Starting on August 15th, the Sonic Foundation will celebrate the back-to-school season by providing up to $900,000 to match donations to teacher requests on Donors Choose in Sonic markets. This is in addition to the $100,000 from the Sonic Foundation and Reese's Book Club to match donations to classroom projects earlier this month. Visit DonorsChoose.org on August 15th while the Sonic Foundation is matching donations and help one of the thousands of teachers that have posted requests.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Some Republicans are slamming the appointment of David Weiss to investigate the alleged criminal conduct of Hunter Biden. Texas Congressman Troy Nels said he gave the president's son a sweetheart deal once and will likely do it again.
This is nothing more than just the corrupt DOJ under Garland. It's nothing more than to provide cover to the Biden family.
Weiss, who is a Trump appointee, was brought on as a special counsel by the Justice Department as a way to address Republican criticisms that the process has been politicized. The death toll from the wildfire in Hawaii is nearing 100. State officials say about 2,700 structures have been destroyed, most of them homes. Gas prices are on the rise, inching toward the $4 mark across the country. According to AAA, the national average for regular gas hit $3.85. It's the highest it's been since last October. Gas prices have gone up 28 cents over the past month. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Well, friends, real quick, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, trying to get caught up on some of the information that I feel the American people need to take note of. I was just highlighting a moment ago the SPLC, a criminal organization. Just looked at Morsties. He's an absolute criminal. Everything about him is fruit bears, nothing but crime. He used to actually stand up for black people down south concerning the KKK's crimes against the blacks. And now he's seen it's become a lucrative business to go ahead and just do whatever he needs to do in working for the devil himself to create as much chaos as he can and confusion as he can. In hopes of making more money. I don't know how that works, but we do see that money answereth all matters. Yep, but it's not always for good, is it? Nope, it definitely is not. So we were just highlighting the fact that these anti-government groups, so we have an anti-government group, the SPLC, being used by the mainstream media in promoting the SPLC, the anti-government hate group, accusing their political opposition of being anti-government. And if you're confused, I understand perfectly what I'm telling you. You have the devil accusing the innocent of the crimes that he's guilty of. That's what the SPLC is. The same thing with the ACLU. ACLU, Roger Baldwin said the end of the ACLU is communism. Americans, wake up. These are not civil rights organizations. Look at the ACLU is doing right now. They're empowering your enemies against you, Americans. But Americans have been told this 1,000 times. Wanted to go back to something, too, if you don't mind. One of the things that we heard at the offset of the show, right before it started, was the mainstream media talking about Joe Biden's only political operative when it comes to his presidential contender. Did you hear the mainstream media just say the one contender that he had? Did you all hear that? I just want to make clear. No, the one contender that they put up and were willing to get behind him, because he was an establishment player too, and we were going to go ahead and use this guy that they so chose to put him up against Joe Biden. So you would think, Americans, that these are the only options that you have. Now, I have to, and I'm going to continuously bring this up until the American people get this through their heads. Americans, there is over 1,000 presidential contenders for 2024. Here, let me show you something here. We were just told by the mainstream media there was only one contender. Okay, according to Ballotpedia, hey friends, you have a Democratic Party contender, Aaron M. dot H-E, whatever his name is. Okay, and keep in mind, there is no party affiliations according to the Constitution, because we are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. And I'm going to keep laying the axe to the root of the lying tree concerning party affiliations. And I'm not going to pull away from that until people finally get a hold of it. But look at this. You have another guy right here, Adam Quariti. He's a Democratic Party contender. Did you hear about him? What about this guy, Adrian Maurice Hall? He's a Democratic Party contender. What about Alice Huddleston? Did you hear about him? He's a Democratic Party contender. Look at all these supposed Democratic Party contenders on Ballotpedia. But you are just told by the lying mainstream media driving the narrative that they only want you to hear that there was only one contender standing against Joe Biden on his party's platform. Oh my goodness, friends. Nothing could be further from the truth. These are the only ones that they want you to hear about. Period. This is what I'm talking about when I'm telling you, Americans, you've got to get outside of the establishment's narrative. Because even when you look at the Republican candidates, I did this last week and I'm going to make this quick, but there's only a handful that they're willing to tell you about. And guess what? Every one of them, they're establishment players. These are all clowns in the circus of politics. But if you go and you actually look on Ballotpedia, you're going to find a whole bunch of Republican Party nominees for the presidential candidacy for 2024. Look at this. Anybody heard of Adam Michael Dunn? Folks, what about Adam Michael Hoglund? He's a Republican Party candidate for 2024. Did you hear about him? Nope. Why? Because they didn't want you to hear about him. What about Alan Spears? He's a Republican Party candidate. What about Albert Harshaw? Folks, I could go on for an hour and a half just highlighting all of the names that you haven't heard from because the mainstream media doesn't want you to hear from. They don't want you to hear from them, and why? Because they're probably real Americans that want to make America great again. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. And let me make another point. You know how they keep talking right-left? They keep using the left as if to suggest that they have lawful sway in this country. And what they're doing is they're using the left to draw you to the point of where they're at as the standard. And that is straight into hell. Hey, this is how you destroy a country. Read 1 Kings 13:33. If people would read the Word of God, man, I'm telling you what, common sense comes into play. They'd be a lot smarter than what they are. And it's an issue of the heart, friends, not the head. Okay? Wanted to show you this. Remember how last week I was talking about the 16 states that are allowing, they call them undocumented migrants. They're not undocumented. They're illegals. To obtain driver's license. Well, one of the things that I realized is there wasn't just 16, there wasn't just 17. Put this up against Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 28, under the curses, starting in verse 15, it tells us that they'll be made the head and you'll be made the tail. Okay, that's what it tells us. Oh, and then it also talks about the crimes that will be committed against you by the foreigners. Okay? Read it. And if you want to go ahead and laugh at that, laugh at it all you want, but look to history because that's exactly what's coming your way. But I wanted you to know that there wasn't just 16 or 17 states allowing illegals to obtain driver's license. No, no, no. There's not just 18, but there's 19. Are you listening, Americans? The governors of states who are a part of all of what's going on as part of the problem in this country are a part of this plan. Minnesota's one of them. What constitutes an American? Then let me put that up against this. What constitutes treachery? What constitutes treason, Americans? Here, you have California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, District of Columbia, Hawaii, Illinois, Maryland, Nevada, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington. This is the list that I have in front of me right now. These are state governors giving license over to illegals. I forgot to share that with you. Anybody offended yet? 1-866-582-9933. How long do you think we're going to be able to hold off until we're totally overcome? I know that there's still a lot more Americans in this country. And I'm not saying all these people that are coming over are bad. But if they're coming over illegally, they're transgressors. What do you think they're going to do when they get here, right? They're going to commit more crimes. And we're seeing a lot of that going on here. Anybody offended yet? I'm just curious. Anybody offended by the governors of states, friends, that are working on the behest of the global order under the strings of their masters who mean to sell you out? And they're willing to sell them out, too. They haven't figured that out yet. Has anybody been paying attention as to how this all works and what's going on here? Anybody offended by this? I'm just curious. Because sooner or later, the fact of the matter is you might get out of here before America is completely overthrown, but the bottom line is your children are going to be enslaved by these people that your said governors are now giving strength to by inviting them in on your welfare dollars and giving them license, permission to commit the crimes that they're committing. Why? Because that's exactly what the governors are doing. Don't sit there and tell me you can legitimize this lawfully. You cannot. Hey, folks, get the top attorney or lawyer, and there's a difference, in America, and get him on the show with me. Let's ask him, can you justify what's going on here? Absolutely not. The only thing they do is play public opinion, just like Abraham Lincoln said, if you want to change the government, play up to public opinion. And what a better way to do that than to what? Play the people's emotions. Just show the kids. Well, guess what, friends? A majority of them are not kids. A majority of them are military-aged men. Just ask what's going on in Texas right now, folks. In military camps, military-style camps. Tim highlighted that on his show, 3-4 weeks ago now? Do you think the mainstream media is going to tell you that, friends? No. These dummies, they're all parodying the same thing, and you all well know that by the video that we played early last week. And it was a brand-new video. They're all parodying what the teleprompter says. It's not about journalism, friends. It's about doing what they're told. And the only people that do what they're told to do are good slaves, aren't they, when they know what they're doing is wrong. Now, if they're doing it because it's right, that's good. They love their master, right? And in this case, folks, these people no more care about you than the devil does. Anybody offended yet? 1-866-582-9933. I hope you are, because I'm going to go ahead and add a little gas to that fire. Did you see this? California's, the Senate there is now trying to approve. California Senate approves $300 weekly check for unemployed illegals. You're paying for this. Did you give your said representatives permission to go ahead and play treason on you? See, this is happening because this is what the people have done to the Lord and not keeping his commandments. Isn't that crazy? Oh, it's absolutely amazing. I want to show you a couple more things, friends, and I'm going to stay hardcore to the issues. Okay? We're not asking the devil here for permission to obey God. Period. That defines courage in Christ. Strong is the confidence of those that fear. Filial, fear the Lord. Proverbs 28. We're going to come right back to the Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob the Plumber from IMTV. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got some people on social media platforms, again, trying to cause division. And, of course, we have some people out there that people need to pay attention to because one playing the victim right now, he likes to undermine people. He's a backbiter. And over and over again, I've been kind to this guy when he calls in, but yet he wants to play the victim once again. He can call in and give his opinion all day long, but when I hold to the word of the Constitution and give him the answer that he doesn't want to hear, then all of a sudden he's the victim. Too bad. Too bad. Go somewhere else if you want someone to feel sorry for you, because we're not going to sing the song of plain sympathy with you and the devil. Sorry, guy. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Last week, getting caught up again, friends. Last week, we had on theconservative.com where leaked video came out. Capitol Hill Police Chief confesses January 6th was a cover-up. Americans, the reason I keep bringing this up, too, is because they're still putting people in jail for what they conspired. I just want to make clear again, Americans, who this is, who's doing this. The message that day on January 6th, friends, as they were allured, they were led, they were entrapped, and then they were accused of the crimes of the D.C. police and the paid provocateurs, the FBI and others that have been busted, like Ray Epps, and the list goes on. They're blaming the innocent for showing up, those that were exercising their First Amendment rights concerning the Bill of Rights, okay? The government is accusing them of crimes that they never had any video on, but what's happening now is videos coming out on who has committed the crimes, and of course they're still pushing forth their narrative regardless if it's true or not. There's a lot of people sitting in jail right now, Americans, and you're giving corruption a pass to continuously do so by allowing this to go forward. It needs to stop. Here, let me add fuel to that fire too. Not only have they been exposed on film, these provocateurs, but also keep in mind the chief police just came out and said it was a total cover-up. We've had other people come forward. They've been silenced. Now we have, according to Red Voice Media here, that J6 committee destroyed 1.5 trillion bytes of evidence. Listen to that carefully. January 6th committee destroyed 1.5 trillion bytes of evidence. How far, Americans, the responsible party, how far are you going to allow this to go? Because sooner or later it's going to come to your front door and then you're going to no longer have a voice. Amos 6:3. Read it when you get a moment. How far, Americans, are you going to let this go? Because it's gone. It's already gone too far. It clearly has gone too far. And it's gone too far a long time ago. And I, again, reiterating the same point, I'm just here, friends, voicing the conscience of the American people. People have had it, but apparently not enough. Now, I'm not one for, again, creating a domestic insurrection. That's what they're doing. That's what they've been doing for a long time. I am for reformation. But, folks, there gets to a point. As a matter of fact, I think it was a little extorted individual, the guy that's put up as another good guy over at the mainstream media, Matt Gaetz. He's saying what I'm saying right now. But he said it in a different way than the way that I would have said it. And what am I talking about? Well, I'm trying to get it pulled up here right now. Here, so you can see it for yourself, so my enemies can't say I said it, right? They like to do that. But Gates' fiery message, by the way, he's extorted. He's another controlled operative, just so you know. His buddy that was a part of sex trafficking, his buddy's in jail while he's free, and he's being sold to the American people as another American hero, okay? But Gates' fiery message, we can change Washington only through force. That's what he said, okay? What is he doing? He is creating domestic insurrection. He's inciting the response he wants to get and that corruption wants to get. Because they want to have permission in the face of the people to come in and drop the big foot, like communists do, on their political opposition. Now, I'm thinking of Patrick Henry right now, who in fact is a son of liberty. And he was the one that said, listen to what he said. This is one of our forefathers. Again, he was a son of liberty. And during the time that he gave his gimme liberty or gimme death speech, these are some of the things that he said. In particular, yeah, and again, this is live radio, so you got to give me a little room here, friends, and getting this the way it should be. Forgive me. Only by force, he said. He used the same, once the people lose that force, that was the quote that he was giving. Yep, I don't know why it's not giving me what I'm looking for. But once the people, you know, just give me it. I'll get it. Once the people give up that force, he said, once the people give up that force, he said, all will be gone, is what he said. Yep, here it is. Patrick Henry, thank you for your patience. Guard with jealous attention the public liberty, suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. He said, unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. We have a lawful obligation, and we have the lawful authority to do just that. We have provision in the U.S. Constitution. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, Americans, you are ruined, said Patrick Henry. He said the great object is that every man must be armed. Everyone who is able might have a gun. The same government that is selling you the narrative on January 6th is the same government that's trying to disarm you. Just wanted to make clear that we were all on the same page when it comes to this topic. Now, one of the things that I want to do before we come to the end of the show here is to let you know, and I told you I'd share this with you the sooner we and the closer that we got to these dates, but we've got three more dates here in the state of Minnesota. Ever since our protest that we did in Target, it's interesting the invitations that we have got have gotten since, June? Yep, that's right, since June. We are going to be, if you're in Minnesota area, do remember that we are going to be down at a high school tomorrow at Otsego, Minnesota. It's going to be the Good Shepherd Lutheran High School. Never even heard of it. First time I'll have been over there. But if you're around tomorrow, do get there earlier. I know that it's limited seating, but it's Tuesday, August 15th at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow night at Good Shepherd Lutheran High School, 15670 90th Street Northeast, 15670 90th Street Northeast, Otsego, Minnesota. The reason that I held off a little bit on that, friends, is last time, what they like to do is because, you know, the FBI has fusion centers, right? And what they do is they get people in communities, if you're not aware of this, they get people in communities to stalk. Did you know of this? Did you hear of this? To stalk their political opposition. Well, we have those as well. We've had them for a long time. And if this is the first time I let this out of the bag, I'm sorry. I should have told you this a long time ago. But they have fusion centers, and what they do is they empower people to basically intimidate in hopes of driving people out of certain communities by stalking them. It's called gang stalking. And the reason we don't put this out all the time locally is because they try to sabotage the meetings. Like, for example, when I did the last church, the Buffalo Covenant Church, when I did that church, they had protesters there, which is fantastic. All you protesters, we love you. Keep coming. We need you. Because it was interesting, after I did that church in Minnesota here, one of the ladies said, this is the first time this church has ever been protested. And I said, well, therein lies your problem right there. I said, Protestant has meaning, right? But anyways, so you know, that's why we just kind of hold off sometimes. We're going to be at the Good Shepherd Lutheran High School, 15670 90th Street Northeast, Otsego, Minnesota, at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow night. 6:30 p.m. tomorrow night, which would be Tuesday, August 15th. Okay, got that out of the way. Just wanted to make sure we got that cleared as well. Speaking of people that won't put up with it, and remember how I continuously highlight the fact that vigilante-ism is on the rise in this country? And how can it be otherwise? I mean, seriously, how could it be otherwise? People are getting to the point where they just completely have had enough of this injustice in the courts of corruption in the United States. I mean, our only recourse in America is to go to the courts. And here you have this criminal syndicate in many cases, not all, but in many cases where people are not getting justice. No, where the people get justice is when they find themselves behind bars, like this transgender man who raped children, right? Under his care at therapy center, he was found dead in his jail cell. Oh my goodness. Tell me it isn't so. Criminals won't put up with what judges will put up with in this country. How backwards we have become, Americans. Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. Wanted to highlight one more topic of justice where the people have had enough of this garbage going on and the encouragement. A woman who is ex showed up and began to attack her new husband. Well, she just took things into her own hands, and this man tried to threaten the husband, the new husband of this wife, and she went out there with a gun and she ended his story, and it was justifiable. Just wanted to let you know.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
bed, theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.